Chapter 2. Kate understood on sight why Detective Frank Russo could be a fictional character. His craggy skin served as a rough canvas for dark eyes, a prominent forehead, and heavy, sensuous lips. His shiny hair, a suspicious shade of black, matched a pair of longish sideburns. He wasn't tall, about 5'9", but powerful shoulders stretched his dark jacket across a broad back, and a flashy tie of red silk proclaimed him the aforementioned tie freak. He sat forward in the witness stand, leaning to the black bud of a microphone. "Going back to that two-day meeting, who asked you to come, Detective?" Temin asked, getting to the point. "Mr. Mars."
"Did he say why?"
"Yes."
"What did he say?"
"He wanted me to help Mr. Simone with research."
"Where did you meet?"
"Liberty's." Up on the dais, Kate hid her smile. Russo's testimony was to the point, typical for law enforcement personnel. Detectives appeared in court so frequently they answered only the question asked and never volunteered a word. Kate sympathized with poor Temin, struggling to pull teeth from even his own witness.
"And by help Mr. Simone out with his research, what do you mean specifically?"
"Give him the standard operating procedures in the homicide division. Tell him how we handle murder cases, work with the ADA and whatnot."
"Did you do anything after Liberty's that day?"
"Yes."
"And what did you do? And please explain as fully as possible."
Russo arched an offended eyebrow, like Italian kabuki.
"Mr. Mars asked myself to give Mr. Simone and his assistant a tour of the roundhouse, which I did. I showed him the squad room. I let him see the interview rooms. I introduced him to the guys, too. I was real popular that day."
Russo chuckled, and so did everyone else.
"Detective, did Mr. Simone ask you any questions that day?"
"He asked about our slang. He said he wanted to make the character talk like a real detective."
"What did you tell him?"
"We speak English." The gallery laughed again, as did the jury and the deputy, loving every minute.
"Detective Russo, did Mr. Simone take notes on what you said at the meeting?"
"No."
"Was his assistant with him?"
"Yes."
"Did she take notes?"
"No."
"Tell me, did you think that was strange?"
"I think everything about Hollywood people is strange," Russo answered, deadpan. And the gallery laughed. So did Kate, caught off guard.
Temin waited a beat.
"Detective Russo, what happened the second day of your meeting with Mr. Simone?"
"Mr. Mars and myself drove Mr. Simone and his assistant down Delaware Avenue and other neighborhoods, not so nice ones in North Philly."
"And what took place during this drive?"
"Mr. Mars told them where the characters in the show would live, where their law office would be, and where they'd each lunch and whatnot. He also told about his experiences as an ADA. Rich is young, but before he started with the computer crimes, he tried a murder case and major felonies."
"Did you provide information during the drive, too?"
"No."
Temin blinked.
"What did you do?"
"Drove."
"Then why were you there?"
"Protection."
The jury and the gallery laughed. Kate looked down behind her fist. Detective Russo added,
"For the record, I used my vacation days to do this. The city didn't foot the bill."
Temin cleared his throat.
"Detective Russo, did Mr. Mars ever discuss with you the terms of his deal with Mr. Simone?"
"Objection. Irrelevant and calls for hearsay," Hartford said, rising.
But Temin shook his head.
"Your Honor, as you have said, relevance is broadly defined, and it's coming in only for the fact that it was said."
"Overruled."
On the dais, Kate turned to the witness. "You may answer, Detective."
"Yes, Mr. Mars discussed the deal with me," Russo said.
"And what did he say?"
"Continuing objection,"
Hartford said, and Kate nodded.
"Noted, counsel. Detective Russo, you may answer the question."
"Mr. Mars told me that he made a deal with Mr. Simone, and that Simone was going to pay him when he got paid, like a contingency fee."
"When did Mr. Mars tell you this, Detective?"
"Right after his lunch with Simone. He called me in his cell, walking down Walnut Street, all excited. He thought we were going to be players."
Russo smiled in a benevolent way.
"Rich gets like that, carried away, like he said. He's like a little kid."
Temin paused, letting it register.
"Let's switch gears, Detective. Did you make a deal with Mr. Mars to be compensated for your time and services?" With Rich? Yes.
What was your deal with Mr. Mars?
Objection! Relevance!
Hartford rose.
Overruled?
Relevance is broadly defined in the federal rules, Mr. Hartford, and this is certainly within its definition.
Kate turned again to Russo.
Go ahead and answer, Detective.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Russo faced Temin.
Mr. Mars and I had an agreement that we'd be equal partners when Mr. Simone produced the show. That I wouldn't get any upfront money, but when the show got made, I'd make whatever he made.
Did you consider that generous?
Yes and no.
Russo raised a large cautionary hand.
Don't get me wrong, Mr. Mars is an all right kid. But him and myself, we spent a lot of time developing the ideas for the series. Working at night, making up the four characters and their histories. The lead was going to be me, the good-looking one.
Again, smiles all around, but for Kate, who knew the ending to this episode.
Detective, was it your intention to quit your job after the show was produced? Yeah, but this would have been like winning the lottery. Mars quit his job to work on it full-time.
Russo shot Simone a hard look.
Glad I kept mine the way it turned out.
Detective Russo, was your agreement with Mr. Mars ever written down?
We shook on it, and that was good enough for us.
Russo eyed the jury, who got the message wrapped to a member.
No further questions,
Temin said, obviously pleased, and took his seat. Kate faced defense counsel.
Any cross, Mr. Hartford?
Thank you, Your Honor,
he answered, standing up and approaching the lectern.
Mr. Russo, to the best of your knowledge, was the alleged agreement between Mr. Simone and Mr. Mars ever reduced to a written contract?
No.
Thank you, Detective Russo.
Hartford looked at the dais.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Temin stood up.
No redirect, Your Honor. And plaintiff rests its case in chief. We would like to reserve rebuttal.
Of course, and thank you, Mr. Temin.
Kate excused Detective Russo from the stand and looked expectantly at defense table. Hartford stood tall.
I would like to call Arthur Simone to the stand, if I may.
You may, Kate answered, shifting forward in her chair. She wanted to hear from this character,